Sangol winked at the badger and patted his paw.
The old blood wrath, what? It's that and a badger lord that have kept these shores and this country safe and free. Don't apologize for it, sir. But us hair chaps are here to protect you as much as you protect us. So it's nice to be able to return the favor. Now then, Logger Shrew and you utter types, that was a bally clever show you put up out there today, eh?
Logalog explained how it had come about.
It was simple, really. We arranged it among us, sent out a few spies to see what was going on, then put a plan together. I landed the logboats further up the coast before sunset, and we waded along through the shallows, round the rocks, and charged them. My call was the signal to attack.
Falrig took up his side of the campaign.
We came in from the back way, me and old ugly mug Ruddle, with Lady Furdance and her gang.
Furdance, a big rangy squiddle with a deep scar running from ear to nose tip, interrupted in a husky voice.
Aye, we split up and worked the old pincer movement, caught the scum nicely in between and gave him some burying to do.
Blogwood caught Sunflash's eye. He sidled over and whispered in the badger lord's ear.
Sir, can you come and have a word or two with Bradders? Poor fella, he's proper cut up about Ford Petal.
Why, certainly, friend. What's up with Ford Petal?
Follow me, and I'll show you, sire.
Sunflash excused himself from the company and followed Blogwood. They threaded the way through the packed hall. As they went, the banter of old warrior friends having a reunion was thick upon the air.
Golly, old tree flyer, I thought you were slaying seasons ago.
Well, I'm still here, matey, and eating a plenty to prove it.
Munger, how's the shrew logboat business going?
Saves getting your paws wet like you otters read tale.
Ahoy there, Floke. We pulled your chestnuts out of the fire just in time for you today, didn't we?
Hey, matey, you cracked a few nuts on the other side too.
It was cold and silent in the vaults beneath the mountain, where Blogwood led Sunflash. They went through to a long torch-lit cave, where the hares who had been slain in battle that day were laid out on stone slabs, each one wreathed in fresh mountain flowers. Bradbury was standing by the body of Ford Petal, his head bowed. Sunflash dismissed his guide with thanks and went straight to the young hare. He placed a paw comfortingly round Bradbury's shoulders.
Bradders, I'm sorry I didn't know.
The hare buried his face in Sunflash's chainmail tunic and wept.
It wasn't really sobby, was it, sire?
The badger lord swallowed hard.
No, just young and very pretty, and she knew we were only joking when we said that. Let's hope that we have some beast as thoughtful and tender-hearted as yourself to weep for us someday.